A group of Democrats in Congress is trying to put a stop to President Trump's pardon of former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt of court for disobeying a judge's order to end racial profiling of Latinos. He could have been sentenced to serve up to a year in prison.
The group filed an amicus brief with the court last week asking Judge Susan Bolton to reject the pardon on legal grounds. Former Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard is one of the lawyers behind this brief, and he's on the line with us now to tell us more about it. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
So what is the argument you're making here?
Well, basically, it boils down, and let me be clear, this is an argument that we are asking the court to take a look at, but it's up to the judge as to whether they even want to submit any amicus or look at any amicus briefs in this case, which is going to be heard on Wednesday of this week. But basically, what this brief on behalf of 33 congressmen says is that there are separation of powers. That's a critical part of the constitutional scheme in the United States, and a big part of the ability of the judges, the judiciary, to do their job depends upon their ability to find a defendant if they abuse or if they violate court orders, to find them in contempt. So by taking away the contempt power, what the president has done, in essence, is violated the separation of powers in the U.S. constitutional scheme.
Is that, in your mind, what separates this pardon from maybe other pardons that other presidents have issued?
I think so. It is a very different cat. Usually pardons, which is an important part of presidential powers, we don't dispute that, have to do with ameliorating an injustice, what is seen as a sentence that is unduly harsh or under the circumstances should be either set aside or reduced. And that's what presidents have done throughout history. This is different. There hasn't been a sentence imposed. There hasn't been a penalty yet. And this goes directly to the powers of the courts, not just to apply penalties, but to do their business, to be able to keep order, to be able to make sure that somebody, a defendant who comes before the court, actually is required to obey their orders. And so that's a fundamental power under the Constitution the judiciary has, and the executive has no business interfering with that particular power.
Now, Terry, precedent is what makes the courts go around in many ways. Is there precedent for an argument like this being accepted by courts in the past?
Well, it is within the discretion of the court. So, yes, courts, district courts, can accept the argument, or it's completely in their discretion. They can say, no, we're not going to take it. We're not going to file, you know, what we applied for, and other individuals or groups looking to put arguments before the court have basically, because they're not parties, they have asked for leave from the court to make the argument. Now, that's up to Judge Bolton as to whether or not that will be granted.
Do you have any expectation of when you might hear? I mean, is that something that could be decided in a couple of days?
Well, it better be decided before they have the hearing on the underlying case, which is 10 o'clock on Wednesday. So whether or not she's going to take a look at it will be resolved before then. But the basic reason for that hearing was that the Justice Department asked to have the whole decision by the court to hold the sheriff in contempt set aside. And the judge came back and said, wait a minute, show us some precedent. Show us some cases that say that that is appropriate. And they could not find any. So she said, well, come back and give me some better reference. So that's what gave other people, other parties, other interested parties the opportunity to do this kind of amicus argument.
All right. That's former Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard. Terry, thanks for your time. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Take care.